What do we know about the issue of immunity in breast cancer, but specifically with CDK4/6 inhibitors? And what about the strategy of combining them with checkpoint inhibitors?
So this is one of the interesting things about CDK4/6 inhibitors that has really just emerged just recently. And in fact, sometimes I find that when I look at a drug that works extremely well, and I'm thinking about the drug trastuzumab, when that drug was first developed, we all thought, well, this drug is simply inhibiting HER2 and in the downstream pathways. But as it turns out, the drug has profound effects on the immune system and specifically on ADCC. So it's not unsurprising that we look at CDK4/6 inhibitors and we see them working so well that we might find additional mechanisms by which these drugs work. And in fact, in some ways, it makes sense. I think the issue of the immune effects, what's been observed, Neil, is that in preclinical models, these drugs have effect on things such as Tregs. And Tregs, we know, are important as it relates to developing of resistance to standard chemotherapy, associating with early recurrences. And there have been really not a lot of dedicated strategies that we have at targeting Tregs. And the observations were that simply by inhibiting CDK4/6, that you could have some effects preclinically in a number of these different models, both in mouse models, as well as seen in patients potentially on these immune subsets or these immune cells, the Tregs. So I think that we don't completely know or understand exactly how these drugs affect the immune system to some extent, other than the observations that there does appear some effects on the immune system. There was a paper that was published by Sham Goel in Nature about 2 years ago that really outlined for the first time the potential immune effects of CDK4/6 inhibitors. And what this has prompted people to think about is to say, well, if that's the case, would there be value of combining, in this case, a CDK4/6 inhibitor along with checkpoint therapy? And in fact, in some of the preclinical models, there was a suggestion indeed that there was synergy in an ER-positive breast cancer model combining a CDK4/6 inhibitor along with checkpoint therapy. So what we can say is that those trials are ongoing. We don't have necessarily randomized data as of yet. What we can say is that we are obviously concerned about the possibility for the side effects which we know can occur when you use a checkpoint inhibitor, and along with the side effects that occur with CDK4/6, and is this going to be a tolerable approach? The data combining abemaciclib along with a checkpoint inhibitor, pembrolizumab, those are really single-arm data, but I would say they certainly do look interesting, but the real question is, will this be a tolerable approach? The other thing I think is really important, and that is, as breast cancer oncologists, we certainly have not thought about estrogen receptor positive breast cancers being immunogenic. Think about triple negative breast cancer. We think about HER2 positive breast cancer. And in general, when we think about ER positive breast cancer, I think of these cancers as sort of flying under the radar of the immune system. Think about a lobular breast cancer. These are genomically quiet. They don't tend to have a lot of mutations. And so I do think that there's going to be emerging work and attempts to really define a subset of ER-positive breast cancers that may be immunogenic. And I think we can only look at, thinking out loud here, the data from I-SPY 2 that was recently presented, well, within the last almost 2 years by Rita Nanda, where they looked at the role of pembrolizumab in the I-SPY 2 trial, where you saw that pembrolizumab improved past CR rates, but it was not just in triple negative, but it was also in the ER positive. And just to be clear, patients to get onto I-SPY 2 had to be high by mammoprint. So they had to have this high risk assay suggesting a higher risk for recurrence. And so there probably is a subset of ER positive breast cancers that we might think about that not only may be immunogenic, but maybe responsive to estrogen targeted therapies along with immune strategies. And certainly this is going to be an area of great research, and look forward to seeing these data moving forward.